Good afternoon. I'm Bob Diver. I'm a Democratic candidate from governor. I'm from Southern Illinois. I'm the first guy in 20 years to be a Democrat and run for governor from Southern Illinois. All the other candidates that are in this race are residents of Cook County. And I entered this race because I think there needs to be a choice of demographics. And I believe if we're going to change Illinois, if we're going to change leadership, we need individuals that represent other parts of the state in leadership. That was one of the reasons that I made a decision to run for governor. I watched the 2014 race, and Governor Quinn, despite how hard he worked, carried Cook County, and that was it. And it's going to take a candidate in this race that can carry votes throughout the entire state of Illinois to defeat Bruce Rauner. And that was the reason that I was inspired to do this, in addition that I think I have qualifications that will take governing back to the governor's office. And for 20 years, my last 20 years, I have been in local government. And when you're in local government, that's government closest to the people. That's about public service. And that's just about what we're supposed to be doing at all levels. I'm a career educator. For 38 years, in addition to serving in local government, I've been involved in public education. I was a career and technical teacher at Triad High School for 28 years. I was fortunate to teach many young men and women skills, which have led them to have good-paying jobs, some of them be successful business owners today. During that period of time, as I said, I served on a city council. I've been a township supervisor, was a county board representative. In the last 10 years, I've been a countywide elected official as regional superintendent in Madison County. Your topic today, I think, is so fitting for this particular weekend as we celebrate Martin Luther King's anniversary, because justice and economic opportunity were two of the key principles that he stood for. And Dr. King, I think, had a vision as to how we could get there. But I think some people in public office lost sight of that. But I have not, and I will tell you why. Because many of the young people that I taught, many of the young people that I serve today, have been involved in crisis. You know, in every community in Illinois, every day there is a family crisis. That crisis may be a divorce. That crisis may be battery. That crisis may be drugs. But there's a crisis all over Illinois in every community. It doesn't make any difference if you're in Chicago or you're in Carbondale. This takes place. And resulting from these family crises is typically some type of an arrest, and that leads to further problems for that family as to how we deal with the judicial system. Well, I will tell you something that I'm proud that I do is that I, as a regional superintendent, manage your regional safe school, in which I help kids who have made the wrong choice as juveniles continue their education. As a regional superintendent, I manage the educational facilities for young people who are in drug rehabilitation to keep them in school. Most importantly, we have to look at our future of young people and how we can help them move on with their lives, no matter what choice that they made or if it's a bad choice. We also have to look at how we deal with adults who have suffered and been incarcerated, and how we look at and how we schedule expungement programs for them. I'm very proud as an elected official in Madison County that this past September, in conjunction with our legal counsel and our state's attorney, that we did just that. We looked at nonviolent offenders of individuals who we could help clean their records so they can move on in life successfully. And we need to look at that at a much bigger level in the state of Illinois, and as governor, I will help to lead those type of initiatives. I want to say this, you know, jobs mean justice for many people. Jobs mean justice. Because if you have a job and it is a good paying job, you will avoid many adverse conditions in your life that lead to many of the problems in our justice systems. And when someone leaves incarceration, if we have not trained those individuals to reenter society, recidivism just takes place. And we are setting people up back on the street for failure. And I will tell you that this is close to my heart. I said I was a teacher for 28 years. And when you're a career and technical teacher, you don't teach all the valedictorians. You teach many kids that many others did not want to teach. And you teach kids that come from tough lives and some make wrong the bad choice. And I have many former students who have been in prison. And they have came back and seen me. And they have told me their hardship of trying to get back into society and to get a job because of their criminal record. And for some of them, it takes an entire work-through process in order for them even to be a laborer, even to get a job working in labor. And many find their best path to employment is self-employment, in which they work as an entrepreneur and create their own business. So we need to create a pathway, and we need to provide the skills and the reacclimation into society for those individuals if we do not want recidivism to take place. That is something I feel very strongly about, and I know it was, as I reviewed your program today, was something that was asked. I want to go on and just say this about my candidacy for governor. You know, if we want to solve the problems of Illinois, we have got to change the way we are doing business in this state. We have got to work toward economic stability. We have got to change our revenue system in the state. And that's why last Thursday, you know, many candidates talk about progressive income tax. I was the first and only candidate that laid out a model of what progressive income tax can look like in the state of Illinois that does truly what you should do: give tax relief to those who earn less and ask those who are more well-to-do to pay more. Everybody in this state has got to have skin in the game. Everybody has got to pay some taxes. If we are going to make our pension systems whole, if we're going to fully fund education, and I have said this, if I'm governor, my first appropriation bill will be this. Will be to sign an education budget into place. That'll be my first appropriate bill. I will not delay the legislature in passing that and do what's just happened, and that's sign a bill on August 31st and then do an amendatory veto of that bill, which took place this past week. That is just poor governing. That just sets things back. And if we're going to move this state forward, I will tell you this. You better have your next governor as an individual who is committed and has a vision that can do this. And I will tell you that today, if I was given the opportunity, I would walk straight to Springfield to the second floor and open that door, and I would be ready to be governor. I don't need any help. I've governed. I've been involved. You don't just get up one day and decide you're going to be involved in government. It just don't work that way, because to governing, it is an art. You have to understand compromise. You have to understand collaboration and that you don't always win. You have to be able to get along with people, and you have to be able to make critical decisions in the best interest of people. And those interests right now that are most being affected are people who are earning less, and those are people who are being asked to do more. And that's, as your next governor, that's what I will do. But I need your help. I need your help to get me there on March 20th. I need you to look at all of our qualifications, and I need you to make the decision as to who you think can best lead this state with their abilities and what they have done. I thank you for this opportunity to come here and to address you, and I will be glad to answer any questions. And I encourage you to follow my campaign on Facebook and see what we do in our campaign every day. Thank you.
Thank you for being here today, Candidate Diaber. One of the issues that we have all witnessed is that there is a significant high unemployment rate all around African-American communities throughout the state. If you would be willing to, please inform us on how you and your lieutenant governor within your administration will be actively working to ensure that Illinois no longer has the highest unemployment rate in the country, but the lowest.
Well, I was fortunate this past week on Thursday. I was in Englewood community in Chicago, and it's a perfect neighborhood to look at where businesses start in black communities by community organizations. I thought it was a beautiful model. My running mate is Jonathan Todd. He's from the Austin neighborhood in Chicago, and this is what he and I have talked about doing. Okay, I believe in business startups in economically deprived communities, and I've done that in Venice, Illinois. Venice, Illinois, one of the most economically deprived areas in the whole state. It's right next to East St. Louis. You can call it a suburb of East St. Louis if you wish. But what you have to do to change that culture is you have got to provide support measures, you have got to provide the infrastructure measures as a state, and you have got to provide the guidance and the business development for those individuals to be successful. In 2008, you couldn't even buy a gallon of gas in Venice. There was literally no business operation there. Today, there are three thriving businesses that are employing people in that community, including a modern-day Quick Mart, Becker Iron and Steel, and Beelman Trucking. All happened as a result of an administration that began Team Illinois, but because a dark cloud came over that administration, that ended, as did his governorship. But I was part of Team Illinois, and I've done it. You know, we have communities in Illinois that need business startups by proprietors in their communities. So I spoke with a commercial developer that day at the coffee shop in Englewood, and he told me what he needed. He needed support measures, not just to start his business, but to keep it maintained. I don't know if we have any business operators in here, but, you know, this week we all file on my tax, right? We file our federal or our state withholding tax. So if you're a new business operator and you're not familiar with my tax, how do you even learn the system? And that's what we have to do with our workforce development boards throughout the state. Our workforce development boards that operate should be working with these business startups. We should be using our WEO monies, our workforce initiative grants, to help those individuals in the workplace and find those jobs and prepare resumes and applications and have one-stop shops where they go and they are ready to be employed or they're ready to employ people. But it's the support measures that help these businesses continue to thrive. I'm on a workforce and development board in Madison County. I'm one of the individuals that have promoted one of the regions of the state of Illinois in which business growth has just flourished. One of the people that's on my staff helping me today, former Chairman Alan Dunston of Madison County, last year in August, brought 1,500 new jobs to Illinois. Amazon located their Midwest largest distribution center in Pontoon Beach. We're proud of that. We brought Prairie Farms headquarters to Madison County this past year, and Scott Credit Union moved to Madison County 2 years ago. This happens when a region develops a marketing plan, promotes itself, and has a workforce initiative board that provides supportive measures to do business growth. As a governor, I've done it. I'm involved in it. If I'm not governor, I'll be bringing business to Illinois anyway, because it's what I've been doing. It's my life. So I want to help all of you, not just my region. I want to share what I know with all the areas of the state of Illinois, and I can do the job. I have a proven track record. Come visit me. I'll take you around. I'll show you what I've done. I'll show you how we help people get jobs. I'll show you how you give kids the skill sets they need. You know, I was the guy that was the career and technical teacher for 28 years when you hear about people talking about vocational education. Career and technical education is where kids get the skill sets to go out of high school and get the jobs. I'm the author of Manufacturing Today and Tomorrow. I wrote it right out here on Dewetler Drive of Peoria, Glencoe McGraw-Hill. They're the publisher of it. If you want to go online, Google it and read it. It's a great book, not just because I'm the author, but I put good pictures in it. So, next question.
Good afternoon, Mr. Diver. Thank you for coming out today. My name is Terry Burnside. I'm the chairman for PCAV, which stands for Peoria Community Against Violence in the City of Peoria. I'm on the front line, boots to the ground, in the trenches, dealing with and combating the ills of society to just curtail the violence in our city. And my question to you today, sir, is in respect to crime survivor support initiatives and infrastructure, what would you and your administration do to address those kind of issues?
I want you right now to Google give30.net. That's what I began. I began a mentoring program for at-risk youth, for kids who are on the verge of incarceration. And if we want to do what you've just said, every person in this room can make a difference by being a mentor. Every person can help change a child's life by giving 30 minutes of your time a week to mentor an at-risk youth. Do you know what it would mean to a young boy who has no one in his life if you gave 30 minutes of your time a week at that school and told him he could be successful and told him the choices that he should make in his life should be like the ones you've made? Do you know the difference you could make in a young girl's life if you gave 30 minutes of your time a week to go there and appear as you are, well-dressed, well-groomed, and help them make the decisions, the social decisions that they may be struggling with, because they're experiencing adverse childhood experiences? We can make a difference in our criminal justice in our state by everyday citizens who are business leaders in this state giving of their time if we want to do it. We can develop all kinds of state programs. We can, you know, budget all kinds of money, but I'm going to tell you the one resource that you have the hardest time getting. It's called time. Because we all only have so much of it. So if you want to make a difference and you want to curtail crime in your neighborhood, you have to go do it. You've got to give your time. And what I've said, if I become governor, in addition to fully funding schools, I will lay out a template for model school programs that have at-risk youth. And every school program in the state of Illinois, from middle school to 12th grade, will have a mentoring program to be fully recognized. You know, I'm one of 39 people that have the good fortune that I put my signature, whether school, public or non-public, is recognized in this state. That's part of my elected capacity. And as governor, I know this. I know what we have to do to improve criminal activity and curtail it, because I'm working on it. I implemented that program after an 11-year-old boy was shot in Alton at a rec center when four kids got in a car and drove by and shot him. That's when I implemented the program. So that's what I'll do. That's what I've done. That's what I continue to do. Sorry about my passion. Very good. Thanks for having me today.